Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solutions Center carries most of the top brands. And the great news is, your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. That's 800-520-8629.
Get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
Destination listening for dedicated golfers. This is Tee to Green, the golf show. Hello, and thanks for listening and for being the most important part of what we do. I'm Jay Ritchie. Debbie O'Connell's out today. In master control, it's the Duke, Robert DeCosa. Got a great show today. How about that finish at the Open Championship last week? Ryan Fox with the birdie on the last hole to win the final men's major of the year and join an exclusive club of major winners. Also joining a list of all-time greats who conquered Royal Birkdale. One of the past Birkdale champions was Tom Watson. He was the defending champ when he won there back in 1983. And one of the people in the crowd, in person, a very young Mike May, our good friend, the golf travel writer from Florida. Mike will be joining us today to share his memories from 43 years ago and the Open Championship at Royal Birkdale won by Watson. Later in the hour, big event starts today, the PGA of America headquarters in Frisco, Texas, the 2026 Buying Summit, bringing together nearly 200 golf brands and retail companies, PGA of America golf professionals, golf executives, and buyers for 4 days of golf retail previews and trends. Lisa Langus is the events director, and Lisa will be joining us today on Tee to Green to tell us all about it right here on The Golf Show.
The sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7. I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh, Lord, what club should I choose? You know I'm lost out in the forest. Save me from those double bogey blues.
We are America's longest-running network radio golf show, Tee to Green, streamed live at sportsbyline.com. Also, hear us on iHeartRadio, the TuneIn app, Stitcher Radio, and listen worldwide on the American Forces Network. A big salute to all our service men and women out there. Let's get it going and tee it up and talk golf. I'm Jay Ritchie. Mike May joins us next right here on Tee to Green.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. As a veteran, show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097. Proceeds support Heroes on the Water.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Meet Matthew Preston. Inside his apartment, everything he holds dear is protected by Progressive's renter's insurance, like his laptop and a surprisingly valuable collection of baseball bobbleheads. Outside his apartment, his laptop is still protected, as are his bobbleheads, which he carries around with him for reasons no one knows. Renters, the limits of protection aren't just the four walls of your home. When you're in Progressive's Protection Zone, get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates and third-party insurers.
$12.5 billion. That's what Americans lost to fraud last year alone. And the scams targeting seniors are getting smarter. AI-generated voices, emails that look perfect. So I built a weekly scam alert specifically for seniors. Every Tuesday, you get a plain language email about the latest threats, what to watch for, what to delete. It's completely free. Just enter your email. And if you want more protection, we've got that too. StopThisScam.com. That's StopThisScam.com.
It's news, it's interviews, and it's fun for everyone interested in golf. That's what we do every week right here on Tee to Green, the golf show. Hi, everyone. Welcome in. I'm Jay Ritchie. It's a home edition of Tee to Green, and we're back at home after being on the road last week. Debbie O'Connell, sorry, all you Debbie fans, but she's off today. She's out on assignment. We've got the Duke, Robert DeCosa, in master control, and we're locked and loaded for another big show for you today with a couple of super guests later in the show. Lisa Langus is going to be here. Lisa is the event director for the PGA shows, and she's going to talk about this year's Buying Summit, which starts today and goes through Wednesday at the Omni PGA Frisco Resort and Spa in Frisco, Texas. She's going to tell us all about what that's about. It happens every year this time, and Lisa Langus coming up on the show later in the hour. Our first guest standing by, ready to go, on the Tee to Green guest line. It's an interesting time of the year for golf fans because pro golf, all the tours, are in the midst of a stretch of links golf and overseas golf. It started a few weeks back when the men went out there for the Scottish Open. Of course, last week we had Loyal Birkdale and the Open, the British Open. This week, the Senior Open is going on in Scotland, and so is the Ladies Scottish Open. Next week, the Ladies AIG British Open will be taking place at Royal Lytham and St. Anne's. So, like I said, an interesting stretch of links golf pretty much for the entire month of July. And if you're a dedicated diehard golf fan, that means getting up in the middle of the night to watch golf, which is not so bad when you think about it. And to kind of put a wrap around all of that for us and also share a big memory from 43 years ago involving Royal Birkdale, we've got Mike May, Florida-based golf travel writer, back on the show with us. Hello, Mike. How are you?
Doing well, Jay. How are you today?
Are you short of sleep after getting up in the middle of the night watching golf the last 3 weeks?
Well, because I'm on the East Coast, I don't have to get up as early as you guys do on the in the western area of the country, so it's not
that's
quite
true.
So bad.
Yeah, that's true. Didn't think about that. But, yeah, it's if you're a diehard dedicated golf fan, it's an interesting time, and you don't mind missing a little sleep to watch some great golf.
No, again, you hit the nail on the head. July is pretty much Lynx Golf Month with the seniors and the men and the women. I actually worked the Women's Scottish Open back in 2024 at Dundonald Lynx, which is on the west coast of Scotland. The only thing that separates that from the nearby Irish Sea is actually a Scottish rail line, and then to the right of that is Western Gales, and then that's on the banks of the Irish Sea. So it's an interesting location. I've never seen two Lynx golf courses separated by a railway line, and but that's what you got with Dundonald Lynx. It's inland by about, I don't know, half a mile at the most. And then you got Western Gales. And the men this week, the senior men are actually they're at Glen Eagles. So they're an inland Scottish golf course. Glen Eagles, of course, is the host of a former Women's Solheim Cup. I'm not sure if Glen Eagles has hosted. I think it's also hosted a Ryder Cup, too. So lots of tradition, lots of history.
Yeah, and watching that on the Golf Channel, I was kind of surprised because it's not. It's kind of a mountain course, way more so than a links course.
Yes, it's got some hills there at Glen Eagles. There's the King's Course and the Queen's Course. I'm not sure which one they're using for the senior men this week. I need to tune in.
Yeah. It's the King's Course, yeah.
Gotcha.
And then there's a Nicholas Course there, too. There's three of them, yeah.
Right, so, exactly right.
What'd you think? The finish last week was great, but what'd you think overall of Royal Birkdale and the Open Championship and Ryan Fox coming out of nowhere?
Just shows you, so yeah, and Ryan last year, he's a late-blooming golfer by his own admission, and last year he actually out-dueled Sam Burns, who he played with in the last round last Sunday, to win the Canadian Open a year ago, and that's a big event. And he, of course, had that breakout 62 on Saturday that just shocked the world. He made the cut by a stroke, and that just goes to show the importance of making a cut in a golf tournament. If you can make the cut, you can maybe have a Saturday surge and then a Sunday finish and win the damn thing. And that's what Ryan Fox did. And his putter stayed hot for 2 days. And, again, that bogey he had on 15 to have to go backwards out of the bunker because he could not go forwards, he realized, I have to go backwards and I have to make no worse than a four. And that's exactly what he did. And he finished strong and won. And, he made the comment that he could hardly feel the putter because his hands were so nervous. But he looked cool, calm, and collected and stroked it, and it went in, and he's now an Open champion, and his life has been transformed.
And I'm sure you had flashbacks the entire week watching it because one of the last times that the Open Championship was played at Royal Birkdale, 43 years ago, 1983 Open Championship in Southport, England, you were there.
I was a 21-year-old rising junior at the University of Florida. I'd spent that summer working as a manual laborer on a flower bulb and potato farm on England's Isles of Scilly, and my buddy and I had arranged to buy tickets in advance, which were crack-and-peel tickets, and we went to all 4 days and actually played the golf course on the Monday afterwards. I don't think they can do that. You can do that now. I think we paid like 40 or 50 pounds. And we played with Sunday tee markers, Sunday pin positions. The big yellow scoreboards were up, but our names were not there. And the grandstands were there, but no one was watching. But we experienced open caliber length golf the day after the last round. It's an experience I'll never forget. I think I lost three balls off the first tee. It was that penal. But this year, the rough was not as rough and thick because of the big hot summer, and so the weather had sort of beaten down the severity of the rough, which opened up the tournament to more players who may not hit fairways, but if they're in the rough, it wasn't that penal. But yeah, great memories. When I was there, a record crowd of 140,000 showed up for 3 days. This year, 306,000. So they expanded the number of grandstand seats, and they've made some changes to accommodate more people, which adds to the experience.
What is a crack and peel ticket?
That's why it's you. We have these. You know, you write your name and you just peel off the name and you attach it to your shirt when you go to like a reception or an event locally. We still have what we call crack and peel tickets. So where you just put your name there and peel it off and stick it to your shirt. So I'm Bill. I'm Mike. I'm Joe. And so that was the ticket. Now everything is digitized and electronic and virtually impossible to duplicate and replicate. And so it's not only is the golf tournament is different, and how you get into the golf tournament is different.
How about the field in 83? Nicklaus, Player, Palmer, Trevino, Seve, Ray Floyd, Ben Crenshaw, Greg Norman, Hale Irwin, Nick Faldo, Curtis Strange, and, of course, the eventual winner, who was the defending champion, and he had a nice finish on 18, Tom Watson.
Yes, yeah. You've actually given all the stars. It was actually was in a sort of a latrine bathroom thing, and I was standing there, and right next to me was Jack Nicklaus. So he had to pop in to go to the bathroom in between shots. But, yeah, what was interesting that day is Graham Marsh, whose nickname is Swampy, a veteran traveling Australian, shot 64, 7 under par, and went from level par to 7 under par and finished clubhouse leader. But eventually, Andy Bean and Hale Irwin, I believe, were joint second at 8 under, and Tom Watson was able to withstand the elements and get to 9 under, and he's standing on the tee. It's a raised. They've changed the tee box since 83. Back then it was raised, and it was more of a dog leg type situation. It was 470 or 80 yards, and that was with a wooden driver. So Watson went driver 2-iron. They weren't hitting 2-irons into the 18th green at Birkdale this year.
No.
And then he hit it to 15 feet, 2 putts, wins the tournament by 1, and that was his 5th Open and his final major championship in his career. But of course he almost won in 2009 at Turnberry, ended up losing in a playoff to Stewart Cink. But that was historic, and again the titans of the game. Palmer was still playing well, Nicklaus was relevant, Crenshaw, Norman, I mean it was a Faldo played well, so it was quite the experience. And they always say that Birkdale is amongst the fairest of all the open venues. I'm not sure really why they say that, but it's a popular venue, and they'll be back.
Historic event, 1983 Open Championship at Royal Birkdale. Those guys I mentioned combined over 70 major championship wins. What a field for the 83 Open Championship. And you were there, Mike Fay, Florida-based golf travel writer, who was in that part of the world this past May, and we're going to talk a little bit more with Mike. He's going to stick around, do a second segment about Lynx Golf in southern England when we come back to Tee to Green right after this.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. That's 800-690-8223.
Listen, were you forced into getting a solar contract and now you just don't want it anymore? Maybe the solar company misled you. Or is your solar contract buried with hidden fees? Are you not saving the amount of money you thought you would on your energy costs? Don't worry. At the Solar Exit Hotline, we can help you cancel your solar contract, even if the panels are already installed. Our experienced legal team will review your contract and help you cancel it, possibly saving you thousands of dollars. You got to call right now for complete details. So listen, if you're not happy with your solar contract for any reason, we are here to help you cancel it. Call the Solar Exit Hotline now for immediate options to help you exit your solar contract. This call is 100% free.
800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. That's 800-826-4073.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work, real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Golfers listen because we speak their language. That language is golf. And we talk it every Sunday here on Tee to Green, the golf show. I'm Jay Ritchie. Going solo today, Debbie O'Connell is off. Coming up, Lisa Langus will be joining us from the 2026 Buying Summit, one of the PGA shows that's taking place in the next, starting today and the next 4 days in Frisco, Texas. We continue with Mike May, Florida-based golf travel writer, doing another segment with us today. Mike, his work can be checked out at the IndianaGolfJournal.com. He also contributes to over a dozen other golf publications and websites, and he spent most of the month of May, this past May, on an English links tour, playing a bunch of courses, documenting his visit there, of taking videos, photos, and writing about Lynx golf in part of England, where golf has been in the forefront for the past 4 weeks or so, with the Scottish Open and with the British Open last week and Ryan Fox's big win. One thing I was interested in asking you about, Mike, a little geography lesson. Watched the Open Championship last week from Royal Birkdale in Southport, England, and they kept showing a lot of wide shots, and you saw the water in the background, beautiful Lynx golf course. But they never really explained or described where in England Southport is. Everybody kind of knows London, and you know Liverpool and the more famous spots, but just where exactly is Southport?
Southport is actually in the northwest section of England. If you fly into London, and I always seem to fly into Heathrow Airport, which was in the western edge. So London is in the very southeast corner, and sort of diagonally to the northwest, you find Southport. So you're not far from North Wales. Some friends of mine actually were at the Open, and they stayed in Liverpool, and that was an hour-long commute on the train. So again, if you sort of look at England as a vertical rectangle, it would be in the upper left-hand corner, the northwest section. And that's actually, they call that the Gulf Coast of England, because you have Royal Lytham and St. Anne's not far away, Royal Liverpool. I think Hillside is another golf course in the area. So there's a number of true championship caliber links courses in the northwest of England, but I was in the southwest of England, in the bottom left-hand corner in the southwestern counties of Devon and Cornwall.
Yeah,
And you wrote, like I said, it was a well-documented trip that people can still find, like on YouTube and in some publications and things like that. You also wrote a cool little article called, and I love the title of this, In Pursuit of Old Man Parr in the West of England. Talk about that.
Well, it all started. It was the last week of May. I flew over from Florida to England on leaving on Memorial Day Monday night. Arrived in London on that Tuesday morning and proceeded directly due west to Devon, the county of Devon, or sometimes referred to as Devonshire. Just for historical reasons, the pilgrims took off from Plymouth. And Plymouth is on the south coast of Devon. That's where they took off and headed towards New England. But I played the Saunton Golf Course, which is a 36-hole venue, Saunton East, Saunton West. They say that Saunton East is the beast, and Saunton West is the best. So it's they're both great courses. Nick Faldo once said that, and I'm sure Faldo would say the same thing, if you put Saunton East or West in a more highly populated area such as the northwest of England, it would have been in the open rotation by now. It's truly a great venue. They have a lot of minor competitive events there, Saunton East, Saunton West. And then about 30 minutes away, you find the oldest Lynx golf course in England. It's Royal North Devon, nicknamed Westward Ho. It is a classic gym. It's on a big piece of public property. It's so big that there's wild horses and sheep that graze in the rough. There's always an ever-present wind at Royal North Devon. And inside the clubhouse at Royal North Devon, you find a collection of old clubs and balls and trophies. It's a mini museum, second only in size to St. Andrews. And those are the two courses I played in Devon. Then I went down to Cornwall, played Trevose and St. Enidoc. And then also I had a round in Western Cornwall at the West Cornwall Golf Club. And I just had some terrific Lynx golf experiences. The big thing with Lynx golf, you have to make a decision. Are we going to approach the green on the ground? Are we going to approach the green with a bump and run? Where do we land the ball? Depending on how dry the conditions are, you have to allow for the bounce and the roll. So these are decisions that we really don't have to make at American country clubs because of the lushness of the terrain. And over there, it's not always so lush.
Mike May with this Florida-based golf travel writer. You were there late May, early June. Is there an ideal time, or has the window closed in 2026 for going over there? What's the best time of the year?
No, I think I've been in June the last few years, but really the window for golf, especially in southern England, can start in mid-April and go all the way to late October. It's amazing when you look at the weather forecast in Great Britain, there's a range of temperatures between the southwest of England and the southeast of England, Kent, and up in Scotland near St. Andrews. It's only off by a few degrees. So you might have gales in June. You might have terrific weather in October. I know that the professional men have an event called the Dunhill Lynx, which is at St. Andrews in October. So.
Yeah.
May, June, July, August, September, October, all good months. Just be ready for possible rain and windy conditions. Don't be shocked by the elements. Expect them. Fortunately, I had amazing weather. It was actually abnormally dry and warm, which made the courses a little bit harder, which made the golf a little bit more creative.
And if you are not a big fan of Lynx golf, you're gonna play Lynx golf when you go over there. That's all there is to it. But if you're not a big fan of Lynx golf, there are some other more regular type courses, right?
Oh, yes. They're called Parkland courses. And I did take two quasi-Parkland courses. One was at Bovey Castle, which is in on the outskirts of the Dartmoor National Park. The great thing about playing at Bovey Castle is that there's a castle there to stay in. So you've got a first-class golf course, and then you have an amazing castle to spend the night. I also played at the Carlin Bay, which is not a links. It's not a parkland. It's called coastal golf. It's on some cliffs overlooking the
the North Atlantic Ocean and the South Atlantic Ocean in St. Austell Bay. And that was a treat to play Carlin Bay, which has got a world-class hotel right there, marvelous accommodations, incredible food. There's, without a doubt, the Carlin Bay Hotel is one of my favorite destinations for our overnight accommodations. And then you've got a golf course right there that's just a few feet from the front door of the hotel. So I played some inland golf, I played some coastal golf, I played links golf, and the weather was spectacular, and the food was off the charts in Devon and Cornwall. Not everyone raves about English chefs, but I was fortunate to, and they didn't make anything special for me because I was the traveling golf writer. They treated me like everyone else, and the service was spectacular. The accommodations were world class, and the quality of the food kept me going.
Every time I hear you talking about golf and staying in a castle, in my mind I hear Sean Connery doing a narrative and talking about playing golf in Scotland for some reason. So maybe you got to work on your Sean Connery accent a little bit.
I will do that. But one of the great things about visiting England, you can stay in some castles, and many of these castles have golf courses, and that's a pretty unbeatable combination.
Yes, you got it. Where can folks find your stuff, Mike, real quick here?
Well, I've got some stuff coming out in the Indiana Golf Journal. I also have some things coming out soon in Golf Central Magazine, golfcentralmag.com. I also post a lot of my things to my Facebook page, Mike May on Facebook. You'll see videos, pictures, descriptions, links to other stories. I try to put it out there.
All right, Mike. Thanks, and thanks for joining us today.
You're welcome. I'll look forward to talking soon, and enjoy next week's Women's Open at Royal Lytham.
Exactly.
Will Kelly Korda win? I don't know.
From Florida, golf travel writer Mike May on Tee to Green.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the Satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With Satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to Satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to Satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. That's 800-696-2871.
This important consumer alert is from the Credit Repair Hotline, a national service designed to help people improve their credit scores. Are you paying high interest rates because of your credit rating? Wouldn't you like to be able to qualify for a better car loan or mortgage rate? Would lower monthly payments give you more financial flexibility? If you're finally ready to fix your credit problem, you need to call today and get a free consultation from the Credit Repair Hotline. In one fast and easy call, we can pull your credit rating and show you real solutions how to improve your credit. And again, this is part of a 100% free consultation. Learn how you can save money on everyday purchases by having a better credit rating. And it all starts with this free phone call right now.
800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. That's 800-413-6214.
We call ourselves ASAP Travel for one reason. We can help you book a ticket ASAP. For those of you that don't know, that means as soon as possible. That means no wait time. You get through right away. No searching online. Our specialty is the lowest available fares on the big name airlines. You know them. We can't tell you their names. You can fly domestically or internationally and save more money than you could if you call the airlines directly. Our proprietary software goes underneath the hood of the major airline booking systems and finds you the best rates available. So if you're ready to make your travel plans right now, business or vacation travel, we have all the major airlines always at great rates. Call ASAP Trips and we'll have your ticket in your inbox in 15 minutes. Call this number now.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Talking golf, 52 weeks a year and loving it. It's what we do every Sunday here on Tee to Green, the golf show. Thanks for joining us today. Before we get to our next great guest, a quick reminder from our friends at Divot Magazine about the most important must-have for every golfer, talking about the 2026 Green Saver, helping Colorado and Nevada golfers save money for 27 years and good all year. Greensaver keeps you golfing without breaking the bank. You can redeem at golf courses and indoor golf facilities throughout Colorado and Nevada and save with two-for-ones, half off and other discounted green fees. Plus, there's more savings on cart rentals, range balls, hitting bays, club fittings, lessons, lodging, retail, and much, much more. The 2026 Greensaver, yours for just $54, good till the end of the year. Choose between book or mobile format and begin saving today. Or you could buy both the book and the mobile. The more you play, the more you're going to save. For more info or to order, go to greensavergolf.com. Greensavergolf.com. Never pay full price to golf again. All right, let's head back to the Tee to Green guest line where we welcome in the event director for the PGA shows from PGA of America headquarters in Frisco, Texas, Lisa Langus, with us for the first time ever on Tee to Green. Hey, Lisa, how you doing?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me this morning.
I know you life's got to be crazy right now, totally busy with the 2026 Buying Summit starting today, running through Wednesday. So we really appreciate you taking some time to join us today to tell our listeners about the Buying Summit.
Sure. Happy to share any information that gives them a better idea about what we do with this show. And it's just a really fabulous event.
Yeah, well, that's exactly it. You know, everybody, not everybody, but more people know, I'm sure, about the big one, the PGA Merchandise Show every January, which is an industry event only, not open to the public. And this is a little bit of a smaller scale, more focused on retail, and it's also an industry event only, right?
It is. Well, a portion of it is an industry event only, which is our actual trade show and exhibits that you need to be accredited or qualified as an industry professional. But what's great about this show that we don't do in Orlando at PGA is we have a nighttime golf festival called Summer Jam that is open to the public. And so that's tomorrow night. And so for those people that are local in the Dallas and Frisco area, they can come on out and join us. We have a live band. We have punting contests. Good Golf is activating here on the at the district at the Omni PGA Frisco. So it's great where we can invite consumers to host them and enjoy their passion about the sport and just really celebrate the industry in a different way than we do in Orlando.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's pretty cool that you do that there, but not so much in Orlando. Highlights, let's talk about day by day. It starts today. It goes tomorrow, Tuesday, wraps up on Wednesday. Let's talk about some of the things that folks from the industry will be able to do and see.
Yeah, well, that's wonderful. And the fact we have something every single day for all of our attendees, our exhibitors, our industry professionals, our PGA golf pros and buyers. So today we kick off the afternoon with education in partnership with the Association of Golf Merchandisers, who are very well known for their education and for retail buyers and PGA pros that run their golf shops. So that's 1 to 4. We have a welcome reception. We'd love to welcome all of our guests to the show, and everybody starts to connect and have their, you know, their catch-up conversations. And then tomorrow is an invitation-only event that we do. It's called our one-to-one event, where we do curated meetings for buyers with new emerging brands, so brands you haven't seen. They're typically under 2 or 3 years of business in the industry, so we get to highlight those new companies and share them with a highly qualified VIP buyer audience. And then our summer jam is also on Monday nights, and we also have education Monday during the day. So Monday is very busy with some special events. And then Tuesday, we open our trade show exhibits, our ballroom exhibits. We have almost 200 exhibitors this year, of which half, this is the first time exhibiting with the PGA shows. Again, it's a great discovery opportunity of new brands for your consumers at your golf shops and your members. So that trade show opens, and it's from 8 to 5. And then we have our fashion show, which is really fun, and a welcome reception with that. And then we also host our summer shootout tournament on Tuesday night, which is for all of our show attendees, for buyers and exhibitors, to play the swing here, which is a great little par three, and we award a trophy and prizes, and that's a lot of fun. And then Wednesday is the last day of the show from 8 to 3, so you can wrap up all your buying, make sure you see all of our exhibitors, discover all the new products, as well as meet with your existing companies. So it's a very full, packed, great opportunity for people to connect over these next 4 days.
Is 200 a good number as far as exhibitors? What have you normally attracted?
That is a growing number for us. We are a bit confined due to the layout of the Omni Resort here in terms of their ballroom space. So we're maxed. We're maxed with what we can do comfortably and have a great representation of brands. To give you just a little bit of an idea, most of these brands are apparel or accessory brands. It's not heavy on golf equipment. These exhibitors are launching their Spring 27 product at this show. So it's your first look at these lines, and the exhibitors really value hearing from our audience what they're liking, maybe what they're not so sure about, or what the next hot thing is going to be, because this audience is mostly shops that do over $1 million in business, and they're influencers in our industry, and so it's a great first look and to get your orders in early. So working with about 200 exhibitors for these buyers, it's a lot to do in a 2-day show. So we keep them busy.
I would think if I'm a startup company or new, that this is really a way to get my name and my product and my company out there.
100%. And what's great about it is we actually have a section that we're calling our next drop. It's emerging brands that are looking to get into wholesale, but they're not quite there yet, and they want some feedback from the industry on their products and how do I launch in wholesale, what's my right processes. So we even have like a preview, if you will, with those types of companies. And then, of course, these new companies have the opportunity to be in front of consumers at our summer jam. So we have a little festival village where we have over 20 of our companies that are exhibiting in the show are also doing a pop-up for consumers. So it's something that's very unique, and it's not something you can do at the PGA show in Orlando. It's just too big. There's just so many things happening. But we like to think of the show as a stair-stepping opportunity where you can meet those high-impact buyers in a very small and unique and curated way and really build relationships and conversations. And then you go to PGA show, you already have some warm connections. You already have some people who have seen your product and maybe are doing business with you, rather than starting, you know, at the PGA show hoping you're going to get people to come by. And, you know, this is a great strategy for those new companies.
We're with Lisa Langish. She's the event director of the PGA shows. And today, running through Wednesday, in Frisco, Texas, she's the person behind the 2026 Buying Summit, bringing together PGA of America professionals along with golf executives and buyers and some 200 golf brands and retail companies who will be there. Lisa, is there, I hate to put you on the spot like this, is there a number as far as golf retail and the amount of money, is there a number that we're looking at here as far as revenue and just what it makes?
Yeah, Yeah. So for this show, I can give you some specifics for this show. Obviously, the golf industry continues to be extremely healthy. Lots of business opportunities, very creative ways to have a business in this industry. When you look at the retail component and what we're doing at the show, our VIP buyers represent almost $300 million in retail sales. It could be closer to $400 million, to be honest, because we do have large organizations that come to this show with management groups, tour events, different types of products that are being purchased for corporate events. So it's a lot of buying. It's a lot of buying, and that represents a lot of retail.
Okay, so we know the benefit to those who are in the industry to get their product and their name out there at the show. What about, say, for example, the average everyday golfers, people who are listening to the show, to this show right now, listening to us talk about it? What is their, why should they be interested, or why should they care about the buying summit?
Well, I think what's interesting is, as a buyer, I used to be a buyer for many, many years. It's my job to make sure that I'm buying the product that the consumer wants to purchase from me in my golf shop. So when they're going to shows like this, when that buyer or that PGA Pro is going to shows like this to look for what you want as a consumer, they're doing the shopping for you and bringing it to you so you can purchase it, new brands, new products, just new ideas in the industry. So talk to your, talk to the shop that you go to, talk to who, where you're a member at. Let them know what companies you're seeing that you're interested in. Let them know what you want to buy. It's their job to shop for that so you can purchase it.
Is there a big trend or something that's real hot right now as far as retail golf as we sit here halfway through 2026?
There sure is. I think one of the biggest trends we're seeing is this whole streetwear to golfwear movement in apparel, relaxing the dress code a little bit, being a little bit more playful and a little bit more fun, particularly on the women's side. The KPMG tournament that happened, I think, almost a month ago, the apparel and the looks and the choices of how those professionals are presenting themselves is really changing. And on the men's side, it's also changing. So from an apparel standpoint, the influence of consumers really wanting to be involved in the industry is driving some different looks and style. On the equipment side, there's always innovation happening on the equipment side. That's more at PGA of America at our show in Orlando, where we really highlight a lot of that equipment and technology changes, simulator golf, all of the things that you can do at these facilities as an active golfer, and use tech and use different experiences. We represent that more at the PGA show. But everybody in the industry's focus is making sure we're providing access, convenience, products to help every golfer play the sport.
How much does what a PGA tour or LPGA tour professional, a Nelly Korda or a Ricky Fowler or a Scotty Scheffler wear, how much does that drive the retail side?
I think it's turned a corner and it's becoming more influential again. It had its time where everybody really wanted to know who's wearing what and they wanted to buy that product. I feel like we're back to that point again. I think it's cooled a little bit, but now people care who's wearing what. And that's really important for brands.
All right. I wish we had more time, but thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us today. Lisa Langus in Frisco, Texas. Lisa, thank you.
Thank you, Jay. I appreciated the time. You have a wonderful day.
All right. Today, tomorrow, Tuesday, and Wednesday, the 2026 Buying Summit, Omni PGA Frisco Resort and Spa. We'll be right back.
I get a lot of calls from people across the country who are suffering from the affliction of IRS tax debt. Hi, I'm the tax doctor. Call me right now. My team specializes in helping people over the age of 50 solve their tax problems. And the bigger your tax problem is, the more money you can save. If you owe the IRS money, or you're about to owe the IRS money, or even if you need to file years of unfiled returns, call us right now. Our friendly, highly trained representatives are waiting right now to take your call. Over the years, we've helped thousands of people just like you stop the tax liens, Wade's garnishments, and harassing phone calls. You don't need to send the IRS a big fat check. We can negotiate a lower amount. That's what we guarantee for you. So call us right now.
800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. That's 800-603-9359.
Lower your car payment today. Lower your car payment today. Yes, you heard us right. You can lower your car payment right now by making this free call and save up to $1,400 a year on your current car payments. Think about your current car payment right now. What's that costing you per year? Now think about what it would be like to put an extra $1,400 back in your pocket. That's the average savings our customers experience. We can help you drive the same car and pay less every month by lowering your car payment's interest rate to as low as 4.67%. At Rate Genius, we can work with you to refinance any car payment. If you qualify, it costs you nothing to find out how you can lower your car payment. To learn more, call this number right now.
800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. That's 800-832-2816.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
Fastest hour in radio, quickest hour in golf, and boy, another hour just flying by. Well, we say that every week here on Tee to Green because it just goes so quick. Thanks to Mike May and Lisa Langus for joining us, our guest today on the show. This week, if you want to watch some golf, there's Senior Open Championship going on in Scotland. The ladies, the LPGA Tour, also in Scotland for the Women's Scottish Open. They're in progress right now, so we don't want to give anything away or check those out. But if you want to watch the possibility of history being made on the PGA Tour, check out the 3M Open in Minnesota at TPC Twin Cities today, and check out 21-year-old Jackson Coivin out of San Jose, California, played his college golf at Auburn, started there in 2024 as a freshman, and that year he won all four major college awards, the Haskins champion, the Haskins, the Nicklaus, the Hogan, and the Mickelson. First player ever to win all four of those major college awards in the same year. After his freshman year, he played in the Memorial Jack Nicklaus tournament, and he made the cut. He went back to Auburn, won a couple of more Southeast Conference Player of the Year titles. He won three straight. This year, he announced back in the spring he would skip his senior year and turn professional. He made his PGA Tour debut at the John Deere Classic earlier this month and missed the cut. He played in the U.S. Open at Shinnecock and finished 23rd at plus five. And this week at the 3M Open yesterday, he shot a 61. 10 under par. He has a three-shot lead going into the final round today. Jackson Koivun, the future of golf. Check it out on the Golf Channel and later today, primetime coverage on CBS. Jackson Koivun, remember that name. Hey, that's going to do it for another edition of Tee to Green. Thank you so much for joining us again. Thanks to our guests, Lisa Langus and Mike May. And thanks to Robert DeCose in Master Control. Till next time, hit him long, hit him straight.